Diane Macklin says her motto for living and working is making a difference one story at a time. Diane has worked professionally as a performing artist and a certified educator for over 15 years. Please welcome from Arlington High School, class of 1989, Diane Macklin.
Well, the great thing about having a story about high school, it means you actually survived it. And when I think back at high school, I think of a couple of things. One, it was so important to be your own individual, to be unique, but to fit in. Isn't it ironic? And for me, that meant that with my 6 foot almost frame, everyone was my height, including my friend Terry, with her diminutive self at 4'8". I did say that she was just a few inches shorter than me. And then the other aspect of high school is folks telling you you have to do something. And it's either your parents or your teachers. You get it from both ends. And I had this one teacher, Ms. Jones, and I knew I could shake her off of this assignment she wanted me to turn in. And it had been 3 weeks. I knew eventually she would give up, but she was like a pit bull about this assignment. And I tried to scuttle out of class with the crowd, and I heard her voice. Miss Macklin, come here. I knew that voice. And when I looked at her face, I knew the look. And I went to her desk, because I was slightly obedient. And she said, Ms. Macklin, your assignment is due tomorrow. I'm going to call your mother. Don't do that. No, don't do that. I'll have it. And it won't be in anybody's locker, and it won't have been left on the bus, and it won't be back at home, and it won't be in the trash. I will make sure I have that assignment. Those were all my tricks. So I left her room. I was late heading to lunch, and I was thinking about how I could get this assignment done. I had to get it done. The last thing out of anything in the world that could happen is my mother could find out. My mama's from the South. I knew what she would tell me to do when it involved the switch outside. And so I walked into the cafeteria, and I was like a zombie. Nothing. I heard no sound. I saw no people. I went to get my food. All I was thinking of, how could I get this assignment done? I got to my table. I sat down. I couldn't even recognize the food, but that was most days. And I was still thinking about how I could get that assignment done. And then all of a sudden, through my foggy haze, I heard a voice. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? And I thought, what am I gonna do about it? Who's this? And I started to look around. And then I looked right next to me, my friend Terry, 4'8". There was a girl. Now, she was about my size. Poking her in the back. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Now, I'll admit, I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. Because you have to understand something about Terry. This young woman had a heart of pure gold. When there was a spider in the science lab, now boys and girls all went, ah, the spider, oh, it's gonna bite me, ah! But Terry walks over, oh, come here, my friend. Let me put you back in your home outside the window.
Why would you pick on somebody like that?
So I stood up, and I looked at this young woman, and I said, I'm trying to eat my lunch, so what are you going to do about it? Everyone in the cafeteria stopped. No one spoke, and they stared.
The girl, she looked at Terry, she looked at me, she looked at her friend, she looked at Terry, she looked at me, and then she walked off. Well, I sat back down thinking about how in the world was I going to get that assignment done?
And my friends across the table leaned in and said, Diane! What took you so long?
Well, the teacher had me in her class because I didn't.
No! We were waiting for you to do something.
Well, why didn't you guys do something?
That's your job.
And then I looked I guess for the first time I saw my friends sitting at the table. We were this amazing cluster of misfits. Now, of course, I've already told you about my friend Terry. Well, Sherry, I didn't think about this fact that she was partially deaf, and she had two hearing aids, and she was the best, though, at science and math, and whether you made fun of her or whether you didn't, if you needed help, you knew to go to her, and she would help you no matter what. There was another friend that, well, I don't even know what it is to this day, but she had this device all around her jaws and the braces, and it hooked over her ears and it went behind her bed. I mean, you know, I just figured that's what she wore to school. And then I thought about myself. Yeah, I wanted to fit in, but as a second black family to move in the neighborhood, I was taller and darker than 99.99% of my school. And I realized, no one ever picked on us. Well, no one ever teased us. I didn't think it was because I am the bodyguard. It is not just a movie, and I am not Whitney Houston. But I realized sometimes what yokes us together is our hearts. Because that cluster of friends at that table still are the most amazing and wonderful people I've ever met in my lifetime. And that's a little note about high school.
Diane Macklin.